Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me, Black family. I'm just getting over COVID. Oh, there's Shabaka. Shabaka.
Hey.
You want to give?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Brother Che.
Yes, I can hear you, Shabaka.
Okay. How do I sound? How am I coming in?
You're coming in clear on my end.
Okay, yeah, you're coming in clear here as well, too. These headphones is fucking up on me. Okay, so we're the only one on the board so far?
Yes.
Yeah, and I got some halfway notes right here. You know, and I learned that from you, man, getting more organized, because I noticed how, like, you write down your stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I used to do that a long time ago, but now I'm going to go back to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because okay,
that's
so,
what I halfway
wanna...
did, but I'm doing a million things at once, man, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so do you want to do the introduction or you want me to do it?
Okay, no, I'll go ahead and do the introduction, or we'll both do it. You know, I do the first half, you do the second half. And then if you could pull some data up on your computer to see about what the other city official said about her state of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So we could have some dialogue on that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then I've been tagging motherfuckers all day, you know?
Yeah, I see that.
Yep. And then I did the YouTube video last night, you know, when I was out there smoking me one. That's what gave me the idea to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm
okay.
saying?
So start us off, Shabaki.
Okay, we're in the studio?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All righty. Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced tonight on this special episode on our normal day, although we started an hour and a half late. Recently, in the city of Los Angeles, Karen Bass was sworn in as mayor of Los Angeles by U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, who was the former senator from California and the former attorney general. And Mayor Bass, her first executive action was declaring a state of emergency in regard to the homelessness in the city of Los Angeles. Now, we appreciate, you know, what she did. At least officially, she's putting it out there that the issue will get dealt with. But you've been having people homeless, you know, going on the last 25, 30 years. You got generations of people coming up homeless. You know, there's people even on social media that I was surprised, you know, to see where they said that they had been homeless their whole life. Now, how is a child going to be homeless their whole life? Now, looking at this here critically, we got to look at the pros and cons of this. Okay, that's great. That's beautiful. And on my research to find out that Mayor Bass has stated in a state of emergency is to get the homeless in the hotel rooms.
Okay.
And pretty much from what we gathered, you know, unoccupied apartments. But the question is on that right there, what's the quality of the apartment going to be in? Is it going to be up to standards, you know, health codes and things like that, you know, as far as the Los Angeles County Health Department is concerned? You know, the carpet, make sure the plumbing is working, you know, the water facility is working, you know, for sanitation and hygiene. So with us looking at these midterm elections, you know, at the federal level, you know, you had some at the state level and at the municipal level. If Mayor Bass of Los Angeles is trying to address this homeless situation, and we got some more elements to discuss on that. And if she's doing the right thing or trying to get the people up off the street and get them into hotel rooms and decent care, then on that particular move there, she's to be commended. And we're going to ask our co-host, Chan Krumah, also too. He's Jesse Paris. He's running for mayor of Denver, Colorado in 2023. So let everybody know in the great state of Colorado to go out and vote for this man in the city and county of Denver, Colorado. Now, Mr. Mayor, okay, in your city of Denver, do you guys have to have registered voters out of all four counties in the city of Denver? It's because I recall that the last time that I was there. What was it, Arapahoe County, Douglas County, Denver County, and Jefferson, I believe.
Jefferson.
Am I correct?
Yeah, those are in Adams. Those are the four counties that surround us. But no, we're our own county, so I need voters from Denver to actually live in the city and county of Denver.
Okay. So do you need voters?
We have a caller. Say that again. We got somebody calling in. They got their hand raised.
Yeah, bring them on air.
416, last 4-9-3-0-6, what's your name and where you calling from?
Yo, what's up? It's Clean Shabazz. I'm calling from, you know what I mean, the left side of the spot. I'm just saying it's all good that we could have our political conversation because a lot of Africans, that diasporic Africans, are not working hard enough to really get themselves included in the political ranks. If we're going to have real power, we got to have political power as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Political power, economical power, and educational power, and also, too, microtechnology power as well, too, you know, which is on the mental plane. You see, it's because with this artificial intelligence, you know, affecting every day of our daily lives from PayPal cards, Venmo cards, Cash App, what have you, to all these computers doing shit, you know, this DoorDash stuff, and what have you, you know, is
they're
actually
not
gas, man.
Cash. Cash is supposed to be a thing of the past. So everything's going to be on the
side is where we're headed in.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, these are Western imaginations, right? So I'm saying as we start to embrace our ancestors, we'll move away from the imagination of those who wish to separate themselves from their spirituality with a mentality that is coming from a human imagination about to give them to an artificial intelligence, which by the way is an oxymoron. Intelligence is something that comes natural to a human being, but they want to have it artificially implanted into something that was created by human beings to actually run the planet. So I'm saying, so I mean...
Right. That's my viewpoint. On that there, Brother Kaleem, and thank you so very, very much from joining us. I believe you're up there in Toronto, Canada? Yeah, okay, good, because I'm here in Oakland, California. We're coming to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We have Brother Kaleem Shabazz, you know, one of our contributors. We have Jesse Paris, mayoral candidate of Denver, Colorado for 2023. Let's get this man on the ballot. Who will make a difference? Is because we're going to ask Brother Paris, you know, to elaborate more on the status currently and what's going on with his election for the mayor of Denver. Now, back to this homeless situation here in Los Angeles, we probably know that this is going to be a trendsetter more than likely from around the nation. Is because Brother Paris has related that even Eric Adams, who's the current mayor of New York City, is talking about some similar measure. So it pretty much looks to me like with Karen Bass being a former congresswoman, a skilled politician, which she is, just like Maxine Waters, just like Gruesome Newsom, Nancy Pelosi, Mayor Hank Coon there in Denver, Colorado, Lori Lightfoot there in Chicago, Illinois, London Bridge over here across the bay, in San Francisco. I'm coming to you tonight from Oakland, California, the birthplace of the Black Panther Party. Now we have Mayor Karen Bass in Los Angeles. And it seems that when it comes to us as a people, with black politicians, with us on a collective basis, these black politicians do not address these issues. Look at your boy, the Warlock there. What's his name? Warlock, who went up against their old Herschel Walker.
Yeah, Raphael Warnock.
Warnock. Yeah, now he's... was asked, you know, by people particularly down in the cradle of the civil rights movement, and of course one of the main cities of Atlanta, Georgia, if not the whole state of Georgia, that benefited greatly off our sweat and blood and being brutalized and degraded and dehumanized and what have you, you know, contributing to their gross national product, which is the total amount of goods and services, you know, sold in the community, in an area, you know, for a particular period of time, rather if it's a century, a year, or what have you, what I gather on it. And we have to discuss, you know, as men and plan out, well, how can we, you know, make ourselves economically sufficient and independent at the same way, is because it seems that going along with these conventional black politicians, you know, the Congressional Black Caucus, what have you, all of our talented people, educational-wise, financial-wise, and what have you, take their talents, go over there, enhance other groups, you know what I'm saying, other than ourselves. See, something is very, very wrong there on that. Comments, gentlemen.
We got to control the politics. Politics dictates human relation.
Yeah.
And it's one of the 9 areas of human activity of which racism and white supremacy controls. So
right.
We got to get a hold of all 9 areas, but we can start with politics. Politics mm-hmm. is, affects basically your daily life, what taxes you pay, where you're able to go to school, where you're able to go to work, where you're able to
right.
get education, where you're able to live.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things are affected by politics. So we have to be involved in it. And we got to support people that have our best interests in mind. For the last 50, 60 years, the Democratic Party mainly has been practicing this malign neglect policy where they lump us,
right.
foundation of Black Americans, American descendants of slavery, chattel slavery, American freedmen, into broad ambiguous terms such as people of color, minorities,
right.
marginalized, disenfranchised, undeserved, under-resourced. It's a whole slew of terminology that these liberals use to describe
facts.
Us, but not us specifically. So we have made a concerted effort to make them, you know, stop using that language when they come mm-hmm. with us, come to us demanding our vote or asking for our vote. That's what the whole Tangibles thing is about. Starting
right.
with 2020, 2021, 2022, and now we're going into 2023. And like you said,
right.
it's about all the way up to 2100. We're demanding something tangible for our vote.
Oh, absolutely, brother. And we'll get it. We just got to just keep the faith and becoming more and more aware. Is because, you know, with all this fallout over the Kyrie Irving situation, Kanye West, you know, the rap industry, the music business itself, you know, Hollywood itself when it comes to exploiting black talent, you know, for well over 100 years.
Yeah, well, I'm saying with the whole Kyrie West, I mean, Kanye, as we
go
have
ahead.
Kanye West and the Kyrie Irving situation, I think it was Brother Umar who really had it on point, right? As we start to network
mm-hmm.
using all of our collective brain power to find ideas for solutions, realizing that what should have happened is they should have had a joint press conference in order for them to, you know, unify the black people who are being divided and conquered as they keep us segmented to weaken our power. We got to bring forth all of
right.
our digits in consolidation in order for us to have the most effective fighting force of defense. So we realize that we should have had a
right.
joint press conference, you know what I mean, with Kylie Orvin and Kanye West to address this issue African-American and Jewish relations in America,
right.
you know what I mean? Because we realize that the capitalist structure has put a lot of Jewish people on a predatory role, you know what I mean? So they're doing things to make life difficult for a lot of African-Americans, you know what I mean, economically, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because of, you know what I mean, the job situation as well as some of the tenant situations, you know what I mean? So we got to start to see if we could allow ourselves to have some dialogue in order for us to remedy situations, because black people are the ones with money now to create a new age. So there's no reason why we can't have black landlords and black people who are hiring black people so we don't have to depend on others who have a unfortunate view of our community and with low expectations of our achievement abilities.
You're right. And that there's a very sound, solid reasoning right there, my brother. I give it to you. Now, also, too, now, with this situation in Los Angeles, I'm quite sure that other cities are going to follow suit, meaning that they will declare a state of emergency in their municipalities
well,
in regard to this homeless situation. Yes, sir.
So our current mayor hasn't declared a state of emergency on homelessness, but we have some guy that's running named Trinidad. What's his goddamn name? Trinidad something.
Right.
Mexican cat, a Cuban cat named Trinidad Rodriguez. He said if he becomes mayor, he would declare a state of emergency over homelessness and push for involuntary holds for mental health and addiction treatment. So he wants to do what Eric Adams is doing in New York.
Okay. Now, also, too, they were saying something similar to that of what you mentioned right there. You know, the mental health services, pretty much, you know what I mean? They're going to be addressing that as well, too, in Los Angeles. Yes, go ahead, Brother Colleen.
Yeah, I'm just saying we need to reevaluate what constitutes mental health services. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's basically saying, because when they put you in there, they subject you to all types of treatment that I think sometimes isolates you and makes it worse. I mean, they don't have any type of training for housing or employment. So what happens is you have a Band-Aid solution, and it just perpetuates the problem. The people who are unhoused, a lot of them develop mental and spiritual illnesses, which makes it difficult for them to construct, to conduct real lives, you know what I mean, in order for them to hold employment and to pay rent or landlords money in order for them to secure proper housing. So we have to retrain a lot of homeless people and not just hide them away in mental facilities, keep them on drugs, and hope to have them, isolated from society.
You're right. Definitely. And then, too, what I'm witnessing here, you know, in Oakland and in Los Angeles, here in California, now you got like 2 and 3 generations of families that have been homeless. So as these children are coming up into adulthood, you know, that's all they know is being homeless. Now, in a city like Los Angeles, like Denver, like New York City, like Chicago, Illinois, Miami, Florida, and then there's another one, New Orleans, Louisiana. So if we could have some type of coalition of all the black politicians, you know, in those regions right there, that start building up our own infrastructures for energy, our own infrastructure for water care and whatnot, our own infrastructures for agriculture, you know, so therefore we won't keep dealing with these GMOs. Say is put together some think tanks and start implementing this. You see what I mean? Yeah. It's because a wise man once said, you know, you look at any given situation, you take what is useful and leave what is useless. Now, with all this junk, you know, that's coming up out of Southern California, you know, with Hollywood and TMZ and all of that, just check the video I did last spring down there, you know, on Hollywood and Highland in front of the Kodak Theater. And we let our message be known there about the imagery that they perpetuate of us that passes on down from generation to generation, as Dr. Francis Quest Wilson said in the 1970s with the black exploitation films. And it just went on each generation, you know, went more and more extreme degrees on it. You know what I mean?
Well,
and what happened?
I mean, when it comes down to images that we have inside the movies, it's very important that we guard these images and tell our own story. This is the reason why we need to form Hollywood to really make a replacement for Hollywood, because, you know what I'm saying, we realize that hip-hop has a big part of what's truly happening inside the entertainment structure of the society, and it needs to go beyond music to get into other areas to influence people's thought. You know what I'm saying? And the other side of hip-hop is really showing that we can start to have movies as a part of it. You know what I mean? Start to tell our own stories so we can start to reprogram people, start to have positive images about themselves. Now that we have the money,
right.
I mean, there's no reason why we can't facilitate this process.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're right. You see, and this is why, you know, when it comes to our youth, you know, we pretty much got to, like, limit the influence that Hollywood and entertainment on them has on them in their formidable years. So, you know, so you can emphasize, you know, becoming self-sufficient and what have you, and then start building our own self-infrastructures. You see what I'm saying? And that's how we would come up on a collective basis. You see what I mean? You know, so it's not like brothers and sisters look like giving each other a hand out. It's more like giving each other a hand up. It's because this is what all these other groups are doing, you see. So we're going to see how that leads, is because Governor Gasom, Gruesome Newsom of California, he had came up with a program, you know, to help homelessness in California. And then depending on what comes up out of Los Angeles, you know, we could see what we could perhaps do for ourselves on the Black Collective of getting our own selves up out of homelessness as well, too. And the reason why I'm saying that is because the main individuals that I've seen in my travels between L.A. and the Bay is our people make up the least amount of the populations out here in California. But we make up the majority of the homeless, you see. And that's not by no accident either. And then, depending on what Mayor Bass is going to do in the 459 square miles of the city limits of Los Angeles, which is a great deal of homeless encampments, you know, since it's more spread out as opposed to those on the east, you know, limited open space, you know, in the municipal areas around Los Angeles, but mainly around the freeways or expressways, as they call them. This is where you see the encampments on Skid Row, in parks, you see what I mean, and things of that nature right there. And as Brother Paris had pointed out, is that all that office space that is empty over there in places like San Francisco and Denver and L.A., you say, you know, that there could be used to get, you know, our people up off of the streets. You see?
I mean, something got to be done. As long as you're doing something, it's better than doing nothing and sitting on our hands and hoping, right? So, I mean, as long as we got ourselves open to new ideas and suggestions, we can start to visualize victory and work with this, right, and see things in a series of events from one victory to the next.
Oh, yeah, and then we got to but emphasize on our youth, particularly in their formative years, like 12, 13 on up, you know, to become self-sufficient as opposed to the norm. Well, you know, I go to school, get good grades, go get a college degree, graduate, then go get a job working for somebody else. No, see, we need innovation to work for ourselves, you know, in all the trades. You know, we could do it for ourselves, plumbing, electrical, microprocessing, computers, you see. So we have to think of ourselves on a collective basis as opposed to going out here with this illusion of inclusion, is because all these other groups are making a killing off of us Black family. And they love it, you know, when Stephen A. Smith and Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley sit up here and call this man Kyrie Irving an idiot or this or that and other stuff. And then you see how Sterling Sharpe got disrespected, you know, by a white reporter or sports writer. You see, so, you know, when it comes to us as men, you know, even if none of these other groups or societies have any positive impression or idea of us, we got to have it for ourselves and we all we got, you know, just like the hashtag says, we are all we got.
Well, I mean, if we all we got to depend on ourselves more than we depend on the system, right? We know that, you know, autonomy is a big part of who we are as a people. Going back to the Black Nationalist Foundation of the UNIA, as well as the NOI, and even Noble Jubilee, they all realize that it's important to be at a Black nationalist structure. I think the only thing is that they were not secular organizations, but all of them were like spiritually inclined and religiously inclined, because they had the UNIA used Christianity, and the NOI and the Morris Science Temple used Islam, but they both used it as a way to really gather people and collect energies towards a common goal. I think the only one who was successful who were really pro-black that were used as secular pastors of Black Panthers, and ultimately look how they got disbanded. So I mean, I mean, so the choice is ours whether we want to use religion or politics. Malcolm had a dichotomy, as he had a Muslim mosque incorporated for his religious pursuits, and then he had, you know, the organization African American Unity for his political endeavors. So I mean, it's apparent that we can have leadership that is able to meet all of our needs and requirements to feel fulfilled in our quest for liberation.
Right. Yeah, and then we got to be liberated on a social basis, an economical basis, an educational basis, you know, all 360. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's chess, not checkers. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then also, too, we got to, you know, secure our own selves, you know, for health care and shelter care and things like that. And then also, too, what this here being about, you know, with Karen Bass, you know, with the state of emergency being declared in Los Angeles, hopefully this here will just set some trends, you know, all across the country. But keep in mind that Los Angeles is not a black stronghold. You see what I mean? And, but, you know, you got a lot of other groups there, you know, in great numbers, you know, that go about to get their economical independence, I might add, you know, independent businesses, you know, that other groups, you know, coming to Los Angeles with and whatnot. And then on top of it as well, you know, they have a sense of cohesiveness to whereas we don't, you see. And then, of course, you know, Karen Bass, or any other black politician, rather if it's Han Kuhn there in Denver or Eric Adams there in New York City or Lori Lightfoot there, you know, they will bum rush and go serve other groups quicker than they will serve, you know, our own, you see? And that's crazy.
Well, I mean, we realize that we only get what we ask for. I mean, these are from universal law, right? I mean, basically,
yeah,
it's metaphysics, right? So we realize that if we demand more, we'll get more, right? So, I mean, the squeaky tire gets the oil, right? So what we got to realize is that it's our turn to really organize our energies so we can speak with a united voice so it has volume in order to register with those who make key decisions to progress us as a people.
Yes, I agree. Can y'all hear me? Because for some reason I couldn't be heard on the blog talk.
I'm hearing you loud and clear.
I just called in because I kept saying hello, 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 and like nobody was responding. So, Lady Che is joining us. So welcome,
okay.
Lady Che. And also, I wanted to bring up something that Colleen had brought up earlier about repurposing these buildings. There's actually a concerted effort by the property owners and business owners in downtown Denver to do exactly that, because their occupancy is low in a lot of these buildings. So they claim they want to be compassionate about the approach that they're taking toward our unhoused neighbors. But anytime you're involved in DPD and all these other entities that have historically mistreated our unhoused neighbors and traumatized them,
yeah,
it just becomes worse, valid, because they have this whole word salad, as Lady Che would say. It becomes just like more confusing on top of the already confusion that's going on. But they have this downtown partners, and they literally have collaborated with all of the people that own businesses downtown in a certain block radius. And all of the downtown, all of these partnerships, these bids, all of them have come together and actually brought in the feds in on this. Mm-hmm. They had a big meet at the convention from the Carl Convention Center last month, where all these entities came together to come up with a solution or a plan to deal with the unhoused. But
right.
Hancock hasn't declared a state of emergency yet.
Wow. I mean, clearly, you know, he has a state of emergency, but, you know, he's either avoiding it or just doesn't care about it. And then go ahead, Brother Kaleem.
No, I'm just saying, these people are interested in making themselves look good, you know what I mean, in front of the public eye. I don't think that they really do care. I think you're right, Shabaka, that they just don't really want to see. They don't really care if they see people housed or not, as long as they can keep their constituency happy and make the city appear to be functioning properly. You know what I mean? They don't care that it's real people's lives that are being affected. So, I mean, we have to retrain
people's lives. Yes.
Yep. But another thing is that I want to bring up is that I want to question the motive of Karen Bass on doing this. Now, is it like to benefit other groups other than ourselves? Is because the history I know of Los Angeles politics, you know, these black politicians, like in some other cities, you know, don't have in Los Angeles, you know, a specific agenda strictly for us. This is why I appreciate what Brother Che is doing with the Black First agenda, you see, because we're in a very, very sad state of affairs in the city of Los Angeles. So, you know, let's come up, you know, with some of the motives of Mayor Bass, you know, doing this, like for her own gain.
It's to make the city look pretty. And remember, Los Angeles is healing after those white supremacist brown face on the city council got caught saying what they said about another member's adopted child. She's doing what her paymasters are telling her to do. That's why you got to follow the money. We got to look at who donated to Karen Bass's campaign. Who are her big funders? Who are her big donors?
Right.
And I'll give you the answer, because when you look at Michael Hancock from 2019, his donations that he received were from nothing but developers, property owners, commercial real estate. So they want to continue making money. They want somebody that's going to continue to make them money, thus making the city money. And it becomes all about tourism dollars and having a pretty short face for the rest of the city. And the people that suffer in the city, we're going to put them out of sight and out of mind, because we don't want our tourists to see this. We don't want our visitors to see this. We don't want them to see none of that. We want them to see, you know, prosperity and we're thriving, and we got through the recession, or we got through the COVID, and we're rebounding, and we're bringing downtown back to what it formerly was. Like, that's the type of shit they're on. And we have to have a city with a heart, and that's the type of shit I'm on. And it doesn't resonate with them, but they're going to try to put it in their language like it does. But really, on the when you dig below the surface, it's just more of the same. All they want to see is more of the same, and them to keep making money. At the expense of whatever, they don't care.
That's the stagnative status quo right there, right? But, I mean, where they're going to, you know what I mean, stagnate the progress of the people in order to keep, you know what I mean, the same conditions alive that they're profiting from, right? And sometimes, I mean, that's what the right side of the equation does. And the left side of the equation has a progressive status quo, where they keep the same conditions, but they make it appear that things are different, as they make it more comfortable for you to be in the same position that you're in. You know what I mean? So they try to pretty things up, you know what I'm saying? But really, you know what I mean, we got to really get at the root of the situation, not just the symptoms of the disease, you know what I'm saying? Even though we know the market personalities of capitalism are at the root of a lot of this mental illness and the social disruptions that exist within the community.
Yes. Oh, yeah, most definitely. And as we know, that sociology is nothing but group psychology. So, yeah, most definitely, there's a whole lot of group mental illness, you know, within the black communities, you know, and throughout the diaspora, not only just in the U.S.
Kaleem, what are the efforts that's going on in Canada right now around our unhoused neighbors?
I mean, there's so few black people involved in the situation that I'm not even a part of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's a different situation. I'm not connected to, I mean, the African Canadians that are part of that part of the struggle, because I'm really connected to the African Americans that are part of a conspiracy to keep people unhoused and whatnot due to racism. I mean, that's just really got my attention a lot more. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I've been homeless in California before, and I've even lived in a shelter in New York. You know what I mean? So, I'm aware of the conditions that exist. You know what I mean? So, realize that we need to fix the situation with our education. You know what I'm saying? So, so I'm working on a sitcom right now called Homies. You know what I mean? About the life of shelter residents who ultimately live there forever because they can't get a job. Like, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of the, you know what I'm saying, the comedy that surrounds that type of lifestyle, as we poke fun at some of the miscues of society that are perpetuating such grievous problems. I mean, there's no reason why that we cannot use mass media in order for us to shed light on some really gruesome situations and occurrences that happen within the great country of America.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You say, well, this is why we got to get our own economical independence, is because on a collective basis around the world, you know, to get all the resources from Africa, the labor they got out of us, you know, for centuries and beyond, how they're benefiting off of us, you know, with the experimentation, like the Tuskegee experiment and what have you, and all other, maybe all other type of diseases and things of that nature right there.
The biological chemical warfare.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, we know it's a conspiracy, right? But I'm saying if we don't organize ourselves to win, you know what I mean, we're going to be complaining about it as they take us in. I mean, I think that's going to help on some levels. But if you want to help on a physical level, I mean, we got to do physical things, right? So, I mean, we recognize that, you know what I mean, vision plus commitment equals success. So what we have is people coming together, you know what I'm saying, with a common vision, committing to the cause in order for us to be successful. We have to be consistent in our efforts in order to materialize some of the mindsets that we have presently harboring. There's no question that we can retrain people in order to give them the job skills that they need. I've never seen any government agency come with job training when they want to keep putting all this money into trying to alleviate suffering to have the bottom come up. I never see money put into job training. I see them, you know what I mean, putting money, you know what I mean, into Band-Aid solutions such as shelters, as if shelters could really alleviate the problem. We need to realize that everybody got a vote, and if the homeless people block voted, they can get the attention of those who make key decisions. So I'm saying it's important that we flex our power, and the only way we can do that is in unity as numbers. So we got to start to move as a collective as much as possible.
You're right. And the best way, And the best way to do that with a lot of the brothers and sisters down in the agricultural regions, like in the South that own their farms, you know, like you was emphasizing this here, Brother Che, about grow your own food and don't have them GMOs in it and stuff like that, and how they got all the agriculture here in California, you know, all trashed out, you know, with these GMOs, which is property of Monsanto and what have you, you know, just like with your apples, you know, with no seeds in them and things of this nature here. Like I say, so we're most definitely all we got is ourselves, and so, and this is why we got to come together, say, on five different fronts, you know, economically, politically, militaristically, educationally, technologically, you see, in order to
with religion as well, spirituality.
All of that.
Well, you just named 5 to 7 of the areas of human activities that Nellie Fuller speaks of which racism and white supremacy is in control of. So, just to start, we got to get control of all 9 areas. Well, yeah, we can start with economics and education, and we can start there. Politics.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're serious about having solutions, right, we got to look towards who has done it before to make it firm in our mind that it's possible to alleviate the suffering from a lot of these market externalities. Realize that, you know what I mean, some people are thinkers, some people are doers. You know what I mean, some people are speakers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That, realize that the black nationalists actually are focused on solutions and actually made things happen. As we start to do this, we got to band our energies together in order for us to emulate some of the successes of our past and learn from some of the failures in order for us to make every attempt become that much more successful until we achieve our final goal of total liberation of our people.
Right. I just watched a video of them chasing and beating up this brother, Carl Springs. Man, we gotta do something about the goddamn police.
In Palm Springs, California?
No, in Colorado Springs.
Okay, oh, Colorado Springs. Here. Okay, sounds like you said Palm Springs.
Colorado Springs.
Okay. Yeah, but as the brother was saying, is that we got to, you know, focus on ourselves, you know, politically, economically and socially. You see what I mean? It's because the economical power from the educational power will bring us the political power. Because, you know, when you look at these current day politicians, you see what I'm saying, or the commercialized politician, you know, they always get these special interest groups, you know, that back them. So quite naturally, of course, you know, they're going to serve their interests. You see, so we got to make our people, you know, more aware of that, and it's up to us to take care of us.
You're right about that, no doubt.
Lady K, would you like to add anything to the conversation?
Well, I don't even know what to say. Like, as far as like the Karen Bassi, man, she's just showing out. She wasn't trying to do this before. You know what I mean? She really wasn't. Now she's making an executive order. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to show up Eric Adams over there who's hospitalizing and, you know, criminalizing the homeless? Like, really, what's been going on? Like, they had so many programs in California. It's ridiculous. Like, and now, let's just make it an emergency situation. Now it's an emergency. Now it's the situation. Now it's like, you know, Dire Straits fucking disaster, you know, that they get funding for. Now it is? What happened to all the money they've been throwing at it? You know what I mean?
Right.
As far as the other stuff down here in the city, as far as like what Jesse was talking about, I'd have to disagree. I personally am about strategy and a play strategic game. This little setup that's happening in the city is very ugly, a very ugly situation. No mortal person can beat it because it's designed to fail. It's not going to let any mayor just go in there and, you know, try to change things up. You're going to have to do it from the inside. Why? Because it's set up from the inside. The inside is manned by money, power, politics, the government. Everybody's in charge of this one little faction that Jesse was talking about. So in order to dismantle it, you're going to have to get on your strategic game and play from the inside to break it down. Because you're not going to be able to do it from the outside. A, you're just one person. B, there's only one way to do it. The only one way to do it is if you are in power, there, from the inside. Then you can dismantle it. Then you can fine them. Then you can punish them. Then you can stop all the heinous things that are about to happen. You know, where they're basically allowed to go ahead and call the police and snitch on unhoused people just out of circumstance and have them arrested just for nothing. Nothing. Absolutely not a fucking thing. So the only reason, the only thing that you can do, which would be the smart thing to do, is to play as strategically as you possibly can. Because no one else is thinking about it that way. Everyone else would be like, well, I just want to play for the outside. Well, that sounds good and shit, but look how much we've been doing for the outside. They found a way to go ahead and attack us and create a whole fucking system through the inside powered by finances. Money makes everything happen, right? Money and power.
Right, yeah.
So in order to drop it, you got to tear it down from the inside with power. If you're the mayor, your power should be enough to destroy a lot of shit, fine people, penalize the businesses, penalize the wallet, you know what I mean? Shut their businesses down, set them, foreclose their shit. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of interesting legal things you could do because what they're doing is illegal to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because they don't want to see poverty at its finest or have a random act of crime happen right in front of them. And, oh, my God, I tripped on my shoe. I skinned my knee. What am I going to do? I guess I'm about to call the police on the homeless people. And I'm just outside cold and I don't want to get the house. I can't stand it. Oh, my. Well, fuck them, man. That's how I would do it. If that was me, that's how my brain works. But aside from that, I mean, there's this one person, not just one person, it's obviously a team effort. However, a person that actually studies strategy, like, their whole motherfucking life, I would think there's a better way to do this from the inside versus the outside. And besides, which is worse? You try to affect it from the outside and be ineffective, or you're looked at however you're fucking looked at because we never can make anybody happy. And you go in and you dismantle a whole bunch of shit and you penalize everybody. These motherfuckers don't want to lose shit. They hate losing things. Rich people hate losing money. They hate embarrassment.
Yeah.
They hate losing money. And they hate scandal of all things. And what's more dangerous? A poor person. Poor person,
yeah.
Real shit. You can throw a black too, that's even worse, but let's just start with a poor individual with nothing but to lose but fucking free time. See what I'm saying? That's more fucking menacing than all the money that they can. They hate losing money, man. White people hate losing money. Real shit. And that, as far as the, I do have a thought about Eric Adams, though. And the immigration shit. We live in we're in Denver, like California, but we're in Denver.
Where the hell is black sanctuary?
What?
We live in a sanctuary city.
I wasn't done with my statement. Yes, we live in a sanctuary city. They've been pushing out all of our regular people for immigrants and whatnot. It's whatever. the thing that really bothers me about this whole situation, though, is that where are our people going? What? That's my question. Where are all our family goes? They're not in the rescue mission because they got kicked to the curb for Venezuelans or whatever. Where did our people go? A. B. Are they in jail like this little downtown thing that Jesse was talking about? Well, we'll never know until tomorrow. But he said they'd have you seen it? You seen the news, right? He wants to hospitalize you in the most politest way. You know, he says this thing, but really, if you're on the fucking subway acting out with no shoes on and fucking talking to yourself, fucking shadow boxing or just staring too hard, my fucking ass is getting locked up and you might not get out. They got plenty of fucking space. They don't run out of hospital space, like psych hospital space or jail space. And they're building up records, so anything's fucking possible. Anything's possible. And when it starts over there, it's heading over here. We're seeing a candidate right now say he loves fucking Adam's fucking policies and shit. And I'm like, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
you fucking on the bus and they arrest you and they fucking throw you in the hospital. Has anybody been locked up in a hospital? I have. It's not a fun experience. 3 weeks staycation is not that great of an idea. See what I'm saying? Not against it. But can you imagine all the poor people just chilling, trying to get warm, and they're being pushed out so that other countries come in and take what's rightfully theirs by entirely, right? By fucking the sheer fact that these people have been living on the streets for fucking 15, 20, 30 years. You know what I mean? You got all your news coverage coming in. Come on in. Borders wide open. We're going to give you a nice little fancy place at the Hyatt. Fucked up.
Wow.
I'll stop right there.
But out here in the West, too, is that what's been going on, they kind of halfway addressing, looking at some material here, you know, from my brother a couple of days ago, dealing with mental health issues and homelessness, you know, as well, too. And so, you know, more focus needs to be done on that, on the community resources, and hold them accountable as well, too, because, you know, you got all these people out here, you know, with no bathing facilities, the elements is getting to them. So quite naturally, of course, you know, this will cause a person to have, you know, some mental health issues as well, too. And, and I was just going to ask you, Mr. Mayor, are you guys going to have something in the city of Denver when you become the mayor dealing with the mental health issues there as they correlate, you know, with the homelessness problem?
Oh, yes, no doubt. We're definitely going to hire more black psychologists to oversee these patients because they're the only ones that understand, because the white ones, they don't have a clue. And
right.
It's hurting our process currently. So yeah, we're definitely gonna beef that up. We're gonna have the Black Imperial Army has arrived. That's how it's gonna go.
Okay.
It'll be the lightest thing there.
Okay. And then also too, when it comes to, let's say, people getting decent heating in Denver, like this time of the year in the winter months and things of that nature right there.
Speaking of heat, Shababa, the heat just went out here today.
Say that again.
I know that there's something like that, as far as like the electricity, Shababa, there's something I want to look into because, you know, I suffer a major fucking atrocity because of the energy bill out here, and my housing situation. I just went through it, like, literally, just went through it, like, maybe 5 hours ago. And the fucking answers and the nonsense I got from it, I was just like, man, fucking turn it off. I was like, fuck. Like, because if that's the only option, right? But it's because there's no, sometimes they're unwilling to work with you no matter what you do. Right?
Yeah.
They're unwilling to work with you. And if you only got one energy company, right? And that energy, there's only so many programs. I feel like there needs to be a program specifically for people like myself that should by all means qualify for LEAP. But because they don't want me to qualify for LEAP, or they won't allow me to, I definitely can't take care of it. You know what I mean? Even though they know repeatedly for over like 2 years now what the situation is, that they refuse to be reasonable or accommodating or even remotely understanding in any sense of the word. So I feel like there needs to be a program or two that is geared to really helping people like fucking wipe some of this shit out, or you know, why can't I qualify for, why can't a motherfucker like me that's underneath, that's on the poverty line, qualify for a fucking energy program? I can't, like, you look at it from my perspective, it's like when a motherfucker said they ain't never had no passes in life, this would be one of them. They'll pass on electricity, barely don't pass on housing, you can't get no education, motherfucker product doesn't have the system, can't get a job, no social security, even though I fucking qualify for it at least 15 times over, you know what I mean? It's just like, no pass is given, you know? And it's got to be something for that one, that fucking 15, 30% of the world in every city that cannot get anywhere, no matter how good they are, how much they try, how much they work, all the little things they do to qualify, there has to be a program for them. And I feel like, I don't care what I got to do, but I want to draft something up and submit it and pray the fucking universe takes it out there and helps somebody with it. You know what I mean? Because this is fucked up. Like, I tell them, I was like, well, fuck it, man. Shit, what do you want me to do? Who am I to stop you from doing it? Like, do it or you don't. Like, you know what it is? You're not really going to hurt about, like, in my mind, right? I spent my whole life like a dog in the street. You can't really hurt the dog. The dog's conditioned. You know what I'm saying? The dog just don't want to live like that no more. You think? It's like, oh man, when does it ever end? So I feel like there needs to be a program for people like that. Like, there's all kind of people that can't get shit, and they qualify. But it's because I'm white on facial, or fucking your zip code, or fucking your last name is fucking whatever. It's stupid, man. It's fucking stupid. And I feel like that's one thing that fucking has to change. At least for the simplest things, like keeping your electricity on in a blizzard. It's just simple shit, you know, nothing major.
Right. But at the same token, though, see, that's part of us, you know, being self-sufficient, you know, providing our own heat and air conditioning, infrastructures, freeways, you know, heating grids, power grids, you know, agricultural production, you know, because we got to eat, you know, and grow our food, you know, towards nature's way as soon as possible without these GMOs. See, that's, you know, one of the elements, you know, with us being in a state of emergency. Okay, but also, too, now, I just want to ask in regard to Karen Bass declaring the state of emergency. What businesses are pressurizing her to do that, to get rid of the homeless? Because just like a few weeks back, we had showed where the local news in Los Angeles had videoed this man shitting and pissing out in public, and the owner of the property of where he was doing this at came out and told him to get out of there. So he takes the shit, throws it at him along with the piss. So, you know, very disgusting scene. So the city comes out there, you know, trying to tell the man to leave, and there's something about that he can get a ticket, and that's it. Okay, now, declared state of emergency in Los Angeles is because where that man was at was in the city of Los Angeles, but just out in the San Fernando Valley. So that it will cover him as well, too. Now, my question is on this, the next thing. Now, with Los Angeles being in Southern California, surrounded by the desert on three sides and the ocean on the fourth side, is it possible they're going to be moving our people out there, poor people in general as well, to, you know, homeless, you know, out there to the desert, you know, to put them in these FEMA camps and turn the water off and just pretty
much prop the tent. You got to wonder where they're putting the people at now with all the immigrants coming in. Like, that should be the first question. What happened to all the people? That's what I've been asking all week.
Right.
Where's all the people? You know, because people are just vanishing left and right. Now, I can't say they all went to Mexico. You know what I mean? But there probably is. It's not unheard of. I mean, every other fucking country got FEMA fucking camps hiding somewhere. Look what happened, what they did with the black Ukrainians.
The Haitians.
The Ukrainians. The black Russians, the black Ukrainians when the war started. And they were trying to get out. They put them in a camp somewhere. We ain't heard nothing since then. Yeah, it's been months since the war started. Look it up.
Well,
yeah,
cause, because I
gone.
Do know
they're
they had a
somewhere.
Similar issue with a lot of brothers and sisters from West Africa out of Nigeria with that, evicting them out the hotel rooms, telling them to leave the country. You know, some of them, you know, were getting abused.
Where at? Over there just recently, right? Just recently?
Yeah. Yeah, ever since they had that situation break out over there in the Ukraine.
Yeah, we did a whole breakdown on the show of all the events, at least in America, that took place this year. No, we still got to finish that. We got to do a part three.
Okay.
Because I didn't even get through August.
Oh, you're talking about the events of 2022?
Oh, you're still there, huh? I don't know is that our people are massively disappearing, and that why race, and if we don't talk about it every day, we will forget 5, 6 days later, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month later, and then we'll be asking ourselves the same question: where did all the people go? And it's a design that way because of the constant distractions that we're always seeing, you know? There's always something major every other day. And it distracts us from the actual shit that's really going on. It's really ugly.
Yeah, it is ugly, but we're at war. It's time we start waging back, black family.
Yeah. And one of the ways to do it is through cooperative economics. It's because, the uniqueness of us. No, say that again. You faded out.
Right when you said that they did an XL commercial. And black family, you know, there's 3 power grids in this whole country.
Right.
Can you guess which one?
Yep.
The Western, the Eastern, and then Texas. Texas got its own power grid. So if Russia hit us, they hit either one of those, we're done.
Yeah, well, as we've said on the platform over the years, you know, this is why we got to be, you know, self-sufficient. That there supports that premise right there even more so. See? Because of something of that devastation was that. No, I'm sorry, go ahead and say that again.
BP, any of them oil companies.
Yeah, British Petroleum. Yeah.
They own all that. Those three power grids, they own all that.
Wow. See, and, you know, this is knowledge that they don't want us to have, you see. Because I always wondered, you know, pretty much how those power grids work. Now, is there any way that we as a people can create our own power grid or get access, you know, to our own power grid, you think?
Shabaka, these monsters did fusion in the studio. Like,
there's water in the studio?
Fusion. Nuclear fusion.
Yeah.
They did that in the laboratory. So,
oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I saw something on.
Oh, no, I have. The brother from, I don't remember his name, though. Oh, man. I can't remember the brother's name. Terrence Williams.
Okay.
Comedian, actor. He did something with water. He produced like a form of water, energy from water, and he just like disappeared. Like you ain't really heard much from him since that. Like he was doing an interview and he just brought it up and like disappeared, and like you haven't heard nothing from him since. So that's the source.
Wow.
You can make that connection.
Huh.
He did it there from water or thin air. Produce
okay.
energy.
Wow.
We are energy, family. We are melanin. We are melanin.
Right.
We make
right.
everything happen. And rest in power to Layla Africa, Dr. Layla Africa. He said that we have a galaxy in our brain, in our third eye.
Right.
The galaxy in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So we're connected with the whole cosmos.
Right.
We're the only thing that's pouring into this planet.
Mm-hmm.
The sun
yep.
don't burn us. It burns them, but it don't burn us. We
yeah.
eat the sun. We're energy within ourselves. That's why melanin is going so high, Graham. Right now, I think it's about 500 a gram for melanin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You see, this is what happens, you know, when you're out there homeless and stuff like this, is how vulnerable you will become, you know, not so much on a individual basis, but on a collective basis. Because quite naturally, you know, you got to have resources to deal with these mental health issues, you know, when it comes to homelessness or mental health issues that come about due to homelessness.
Yeah, but you have to have a peer specialist for that. And they ain't trying to pay them. They overworking them, Chewbacca. The retention rate over here is horrible. I've had like 4 different case managers in the past 2 years. I've been here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not what I envisioned when I said I want you to commandeer some of these abandoned buildings and turn those into houses for the unhoused. This is not what I expected or wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad. And everybody's connected out here, so I know everybody's business. After all, I am the mayor.
Right.
Without the title.
Wow.
So, it's
heavy.
These are
some
it's
definitely
heavy.
Trying times,
see,
you know. No, go ahead.
See,
I'm
the
sorry.
On poverty is just atrocious. Like, these people were so serious at that meeting. I was just like, yeah, I'm glad I'm recording this. people need to see this shit. And then they tell me, oh, you can't record afterwards. We're going to do a panel discussion with the business owners and property owners of downtown. So, not that we're trying to hide anything or anything like that.
Right.
One sister on that whole panel. And that's the major property. She don't even live in Denver. She lives in Centennial.
No, that's a whole different city itself, ain't it?
Yeah, that's in Arapahoe County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, it's just incredible of how, you know, when we look at these elections, okay, whether it's at the state level, the local level, you know, they always, like Dr. Khalid Mohammed said, they always got somebody there to distract us and take us off our rightful path, you know what I'm saying, and kills our cohesiveness and what have you. And just like what you're going through with Denver, I'm quite sure, you know, a lot of black politicians, you know, who made a change, you know, had went through it. I mean, let's look at what the U.S. Congress did to Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Are you familiar with him, Brother Jay?
Not as much as I should be. Oh, that's where I used to live.
Okay, well, Adam Clayton Powell, he was in the U.S. Congress, I believe, from 1948 to 1970. And they kicked him out of the Congress because, he embraced at that time, in the contemporary times of, the black power agenda.
Oh, he was too militant.
Yeah, well, he had went that way because, you know, Adam Clayton Powell did a lot, you know, for the black community in Harlem, New York. Because
a lot of them, even Clarence Thomas was in the Black Panthers.
Clarence Thomas was in the Black Panthers, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that's interesting.
He went in on that ideology. Yeah, it definitely didn't come out that way.
Yeah.
Not currently. He's just cleaning it up. His wife is at the January 6th.
His wife is at the what now?
At the J6 rally. When the
crackers
took over the Capitol. Oh, yeah.
Trump. Yeah.
And the black people that got involved got the most years.
Yeah. Yeah, this is incredible. Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, what's going to happen again, man, you know, in the national elections. Stuff like that in 2 years. And, of course, you know, the trends, which is going to set at the state level and the municipal level, because I'm wondering about Mayor Bass of Los Angeles. I'm just very curious, you know, where these hotels and other facilities might be. You say
probably along old highways and shit. Old motel that's snatching them up.
In the house. Marginalized hotel. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, now these are possible FEMA camps, you know, in my opinion, is that because, like I said, you go 150 miles east of here, man, you're out in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see.
So you told me they're going to transport all the unhoused to the desert and turn the water
off. That's a theory I got. Yeah.
I mean, if we secure political power, we can stop them from doing whatever they want with us or with our people, right? We put our people in key decision-making places in order to make key decisions that affect our people. So it's important that we get a part of the political process. So we can't explain this enough to the young houses that they have to be a part of their own progression and can't be relying on others to work for them when they need to be part of the process themselves. So you got to get them out and block voting and get them registered to vote in order for them to have a voice in city office represented by a congressperson or a city representative.
Yeah. Well, what you do is that you got to amass the powers, you know, gradually. You know, you got to go through procedures. Start at the local level, then hit the state level. Then hit the national level, you know, with the political movements and what have you. But we most definitely have got to have, you know, politicians, you know, serving specifically something for us. You know, these black politicians, because over the years and for decades and centuries, how a lot of our people have went out there for the right to vote.
Yeah.
No, say
not
that again.
Not this all-inclusive shit. This broad and ambiguous language shit.
Yeah, you see. And, you know, and it's got to be, you know, something that's specifically for us. You see?
Right.
You know? And if we don't have nothing like that, man, it ain't making no kind of sense. See, that don't make sense to me, is if we're going to go out here and participate in this process, why would we be more interested in dealing with other groups' issues when it comes to voting than our own?
Right.
And no one has yet to explain that one.
When we're the reason for all of this shit, like...
Yeah.
You know, black men need the right to vote before a black woman.
Yeah. See? And then, you know, you just got to look at how they do us, man, you know? See, more reason, you know, that we got to be conscious of what's going on and things of that nature right there, you know? And got to have ways to implement and countermand, you know, what they're going to come to us with, you see?
Yeah.
Because that's all what they're doing.
So if they're coming with the others, they just show some video of them bomb shit in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
We are down to the... Oh, man. This is going to be a long show, Shabaka.
Okay. All righty. Any other issues that... you know, you care to discuss, you know, because like I said, in regard to Karen Bass, just what other groups are going to benefit from her, particularly, you know, in real estate and commercial development. You know, what program, you know, as we constantly said, Brother Che, that she's doing for something specifically for black people, you know, and from what I understand that she isn't. And we also got to look at what other groups will benefit from her being mayor of Los Angeles.
None of the debates, none of that. She never said she was going to do anything specifically for black people.
That's my point. Yeah, that's my point. You see, you know, just like Tom Bradley didn't, you know, Eric Adams ain't, you know, Lori Lightfoot, London Bridge across the bay over there. Who was that there?
He's a buffoon. Hancone, he's a buffoon. He's gonna fold his whole because, you know, it's bad for business.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I said, it's just so incredible. You know, of how, like, black politicians are pre-programmed to countermand black issues on a collective basis, you see.
Look at who's funding them.
Well, we ain't funding that too. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, you're almost definitely right about that. You know what I'm saying?
We should have black packs. We should have black packs and all kinds of shit, like.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's kind of like
to push our agenda.
Yeah. Yeah. And at that comes, you know, from wealth, and we have to, you know, generate wealth for ourselves, you see, and control our own commerce, and then, you know, have these other groups come to us for the raw materials, because look where they go get the raw materials at in the first place. See, I'm talking about with this, particularly with this high tech stuff.
Well, we get a connection with Nigeria or Benin or something, somewhere along the slave gold or Ivory Coast.
Yeah. Okay.
And we have a transnational energy exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Oil exchange.
Yeah. And then, of course, in the majority of black municipalities for the power grids, you know, you can get solar energy, particularly the ones in Florida and
Over the South. They should have it all over the South.
Yep. But I'm figuring if you put these high line, you know, power transmission lines, you know what I'm saying? Well, we could develop our own power grid and hit our people, you know, who are affected by it, you see?
Yeah.
Of not having no heat, because this is going to be a very, very bad winter.
Yeah, it is.
You see? So we have to prepare ourselves, you know, for stuff like that. And what are these black politicians, rather if it is Karen Bass, Hancoon, you know what I'm saying, Lionel Wilson, you know, who is the mayor here. You know, one time, you know, if you're going to have a black mayor, what are they specifically doing for black people? Black first.
Well, my sister in St. Louis, she's doing a study. She want to study reparations. She's in support of that.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's...
And then, too, is that the update here on the reparations in California, you know, they have already put together a crew or a task force, what have you, and they're supposed to be opening up in the next couple of weeks, you know, to start getting feedback from the community on it. Mm-hmm. And then also, too, we could talk a little bit about this Brittany Griner situation for the Russian arms dealer.
I done caused the uprising in Denver behind that.
So, yeah, so what's the latest on that, Mr. Mayor?
Man, them people don't get it. They just don't get it.
Yeah.
Not on this. They want us to get on it so bad. No, they got upset because I asked them how many actually, like, went out in support of her.
Yeah.
And then they start posting little pictures and stuff. And I'm like, that's the best y'all could come up with. I asked for names, not pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not deflections. To the question.
Right,
I was asking,
you know.
And then
you know, you try to get some direct answers to direct questions. And then also, too.
There's some kind of weird background
noise. Yeah, you got some background noise right there.
Is that you, Kalane? That'd be Kalane.
Okay. Okay, now I'm hearing some music in the background.
Kalane, is that you? Yeah, I don't think.
Brother Kalane?
Yeah, that was him, because it's just me, you, and him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but you see, but as the brother was saying, is you know, we got to have this cohesiveness and building these infrastructures, and we got to be serious about this here, in my opinion, on a collective basis, say within at least 10 years or less. It's because everything is changing so rapidly. You see what I mean?
Yeah, we're going into the tech age, the AI age. It's
artificial intelligence. Yeah,
you remember that movie,
artificial intelligence.
Remember that movie Terminator?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What year did he go back to?
Okay, I think he went back to the mid-1980s, but he came out to 2020s, I know that.
But what 2020 year was it?
I don't know.
Was it a 22 or 23?
Yeah.
Well, it might have been 24.
Yeah, it was definitely sometime in these contemporary times then, because the Terminator was made in the 1980s. So that is almost 40 years ago, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And they are doing research and building these cyborgs and what have you, you see.
They have robots,
you know,
and robots to kill you now.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
Yeah, and that is the heart of where they make all that stuff at, you know, that high technology and what have you. Run that by me again.
Like they did Micah Johnson back in 2016.
Yeah. Yeah.
They sent a robot in after him.
Mm-hmm.
To blow him up and kill him.
Yeah, they used a robot. And then speaking of which, I read off over in the city of San Francisco, is that they're saying they're going to make more devices to do just that, you know, with armed suspects. They had a robot going and, I guess, deliver some type of kryptonite to them, you know what I mean? Wow. And over in San Francisco, they're saying that either the police chief or somebody on his staff, you know, has got to give the okay to use those type of devices, you know, in those type of situations.
Yeah, like the mayor. The mayor, the governor.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think London Bridge, you know, had wanted it. And, but like I said, condolences still go out to the family of Mario Woods, who was shot down by the San Francisco Police Department over 25 times. And there's a video on it. You know, I know that. You see, and Harris, you know, she didn't do nothing about it, you know, and I believe she was the Attorney General at that time. You see, but another thing, though, too, black family is dealing with their own commerce. And then what we should do with the homeschooling to enhance black commerce, you know, as we stated before, is specifically taking our children up out of these public indoctrination centers. And I do believe with the proper management is that with this technology, you know, we could homeschool a lot of our youth. And then also, too, and try to, you know, come together, you see what I'm saying, and dissolve, you know, these differences that we have as a result of my office, Dr. Marimba Ania has laid out in her work, you know. Okay, any comments there, Brother Colleen?
Nah, I'm taking it all in.
Well, yeah, yes, sir, you know, it's because, you know, the generations after mine, those in a early 50s, 40s, and 30s now, boy, the task you guys are going to have ahead of you is going to be awesome. let's say, because you're going to have to combat these GMOs. You're going to have to combat, you know, this artificial intelligence bullshit, you know, that they got going on. Then the same thing, you know, got to control some commerce and it needs some type of precious metal to back up the currency, you see, or whatnot. So, you know, here at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, we, you know, we deal with the black experience from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago. Please give us a call at 516-418-5996. Press 1, you know, if you have any comments. And those who are following us on social media, like on Twitter, you know, please spread the word. And we're going to definitely be filming more videos in regard, you know, to enhancing this platform, you know, along with Frontline Black News and what have you. And our most common hashtags you can catch us on is Resurrection of the Mental Dead, Source Magazine, We All We Got, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Follow us on Facebook right there on our like page, and give us some input on what type of issues or material that you would like for us to cover. And if you're interested in hosting your own show with us, more than welcome to do so. Okay, Mr. Mayor, so what do you got going on your next agenda in regard to becoming mayor of Denver, Colorado?
This particular time, Shabaka? It's petitioning time. So we got to get petitions signed.
What
on about?
Okay.
No, we all did.
Okay.
We all
and we what's the number of signatures you need to get on the ballot?
I appreciate that. Hope you're doing well.
Hello, Mr. Beck. Doing some other stuff. Yeah, it's petitioning time, so we got to get our signatures to get on the ballot. We got to get 300 for the city and 100 for the council.
Oh, okay. So all together you need 400 signatures.
No. For a mayor or citywide office, you need 300.
Oh, okay.
For city council, 100.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So, yeah, noted that stipulation right there. Okay, also, too, with the weather becoming more severe, being off of research that we've done, you know, in the last few days, okay, we cannot emphasize enough of growing our own foods like preserves, wheat, you know, things of that nature right there. And then I know there's a lot of brothers out there with those commercial driver's licenses, or CDLs as they call them. And just going to suggest, you know, some of you brothers, you know, up in that line of work, you know, form some type of coalition, is because we still got to have produce delivered to us. We still got to have goods delivered to us, you see. And then on this technology, you know, we got to emphasize, you know, dealing with our own cyber networks and what have you. In other words, black family, we got to bring ourselves up here to the 21st century. So what are your thoughts on that there, Brother Che?
I'm all for it. Yeah.
Oh, say that again?
I said I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. And then also, too, we got to, you know, show a more positive image of ourselves as a people, and particularly as black men, you know, when it comes to the media, you see. It's because looking at all this stuff with the Kanye West situation, Kyrie Irving and what have you, not only does the media have a lot of influence, but it's also a major big business as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
just, you know, just like Hollywood is, you know, just like New York is, and whatnot. And they make a great deal of money off of us. So what we need to start doing, black families, is that we got to start shifting a few equations, you know, in our favor. You see?
Yeah.
You know, got to produce, you know, our own food. We got to produce our own power structures and energy structures. It's because it's up to us to take care of us. And like I said, you know, it'd be very interesting to see what's going to happen with the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass. I believe is one of the first to declare publicly for a major city is that homelessness is a national, no, I'm sorry, is a state of emergency for the city of Los Angeles. And it is. It's a state of emergency for San Francisco, Denver, New York City, Washington, D.C. Actually, you know, it's a state of emergency for homelessness throughout the whole nation. And then, you know, a lot of those, you know, who can perish due to these extreme weather conditions that's coming across from California to the plains to the Midwest and what have you. And then, of course, up there in the Great Lake regions is always like the North Pole up there. It gets very cold up there. See, so we have to think about, you know, our own food infrastructures, our own logistics and transportation infrastructures and what have you. You see, same thing, you know, with our high-tech information. You see? See, that there, you know, contributes to the gross national product as well, too. Also, too, we need to do an analysis on the gross national product of us, you know, not so much here in the U.S., but in the diaspora as well, too, of how, you know, greatly we contribute, you know, to the economy, you know, of Europe.
Yeah, we don't.
Our ancestors toil. Say that again, Brother Jay.
We built all that shit.
Yeah.
Europe ain't even a continent.
Right.
It's a peninsula of Asia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we built that up.
You see?
So,
yeah.
We've been on this planet for 7 million years.
Mm-hmm.
The Cocosaurus been on this planet for 4,500 years.
Yeah. You see? And that's more knowledge, you know, that we need of ourselves.
And they're at minus birth rate. They're not having babies. They're dying out.
Yeah. And also, too, on our educational infrastructures, I'm talking mainly, you know, secondary education now, which would be like at the collegiate level, is because from what I understand is that Trump, you know, had put so much money into historically black colleges and universities, and then Biden turned around and pulled the money from it.
Yep. That's what he did.
Yeah. You see. So that ought to go to show us something right there on that.
We know he's a racist. We know he was a racist since 2020.
Yeah, well, way back in the 1990s when they went along with that federal crime bill that the Clintons brought to you.
Yeah, that was one of many things, fighting, getting some black people.
Yeah, you see, and so we're going to say that we always say, we're still waiting on you Biden supporters to give us a call at 516-418-5996. And And who knows what's going to happen through this winter because, you know, they got this railroad strike that's coming on, so that's going to, you know, interfere with a lot of goods and services because there are some services that need to be produced with goods. You see?
Yeah, it's holiday time.
So, yeah, so, you know, what's going to be up with that in 2023 and beyond for us as a people, see? Also, too, you know, we got to have a more international connection, you know, on the concept of Pan-African economics and politics. See? And then, you know, we got to have, be united because our economical survival and our very survival depends on it.
Sabaka.
Say, yes, sir.
Not everybody that's coming from other countries is on that same alignment, though.
Yeah.
So how do we deal with that? That becomes a major barrier in terms of...
Yeah, well, you know, as Dr. Marimba Ani said, that reconnection will be painful. See, because, you know, it was interfering with a lot of it, you know, is this social media junk.
No. Prior to all of that, I wanted to go to Egypt.
Yeah.
Or Kemet.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know Dr. Ashwa Kwezi, you know, he has some tours going on over there. You know, very knowledgeable brother.
Mm-hmm. You know, Maray's over there, too. He's in,
Brother Maray. Yeah. Yeah, we definitely wish that brother well. Yeah, because I believe I did see up on his timeline where he said he was over there in Ethiopia. I think he went to Addis Ababa, which is the capital of Ethiopia.
Yep.
And that's another thing about these public indoctrination centers. You know, they try to teach our youth, you know, that Africa is all one country and in actuality is a continent of many countries. You see?
Right.
Yeah. So that's why, you know.
Run that by
me again.
The countries are so big. They're bigger than the United States, some of them, or close to it.
Yeah, Africa is about 2.5 times larger than the United States.
But see, they use the different projection maps in our schools.
Yeah.
The best map is the Peters projection. It shows you the exact size of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger than the Mercator and the other one, Display.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about re-education. We got to start there.
Yeah. It's a mess. You see, that it is. It's a mess. You know? And this is why we have said, you know, over the years that we are in a state of emergency, which we are.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you look at, you know, commerce, the banking system, all that is geared against us. Redlining, that's geared against us. I mean, so, you know, it's incredible of how these black politicians come to our vote, you know. But, you know, but Jesse Parris, you know, he's coming with the real.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And his agenda is black first, the foundational black Americans. You know, foundational descendants of slaves, American descendants of slaves.
Yeah, descendants of
American slaves. No, run that by me again.
Descendants of American slaves.
Yeah. Yeah. Then, you know, politicians who in the taxpayers pay their salary, then, you know, they don't want to do nothing for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact,
you
know, they want to give themselves a raise. Like, oh, job well done. You're not doing a good job. This is horrible.
Yeah.
This is not what I envisioned when I voted for Hancock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you got to look at, you know, conventional black politicians is that, you know, they don't do nothing for the black constituency.
Or my councilman, we call this nigga Christopher Columbus. He wanted to keep Stapleton Stapleton.
You call him Christopher Columbus?
Yeah.
Hmm.
His name is Christopher Herndon. He is my councilman for District 8. And he is nothing but a coon, buffoon, for real, military. He wanted to keep Stapleton Stapleton. Said he didn't have no problem with it being named Stapleton, even though that's the name of the Klan family that controlled major parts of Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's not from here, though. He's from the white side of Kansas City.
He's from where? And,
Kansas City.
No, Kansas City, Kansas.
Oh, Kansas City, Kansas. Yeah, Kansas City, Kansas, yeah. Mm-hmm. So he thought it would be a good idea to keep it named Stapleton. And apparently he owns major real estate and commercial property in what is called now Central Park. They call it Central Park now. It's not Stapleton no more. It's Central Park now. But it took the community to basically rally to keep the name to change the name, because this coon-ass nigga that ain't even from here wanted to keep this Stapleton, not even knowing the history of why that was a bad idea and should be changed.
Wow.
But he cared more about fucking pit bulls than he did it about his own people.
That's bad. And that's real bad. You know, when these black politicians, you know, pretty much take the black vote for granted. You see what I mean? And I figured that, you know, we're going to go vote for them simply because they're black. But, you know, as you very well point out, that we respect, you know, make sure you're getting something tangible for your vote, even from yourself.
Right.
You know, and we got to get the cohesiveness back, you see, because these other groups, you know, they out here, you know, running rings around us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're getting access to capital we don't get.
Yeah. See? And that's crazy.
They're getting put up in nice homes that we don't get.
Yeah. Yeah.
They kick us out of our homes and they move in.
It's just crazy.
And now they're sending all these immigrants, these migrants, whatever the fuck they want to call them, these foreigners to the country, and they're taking precedence over the people that's been here.
Okay, say that again. I could barely hear you.
I said they're taking the precedence over you.
Well, that's precisely, you know, that the point that we're making on this platform is that mainstream society don't care about us, and we got to, you know, take care of ourselves because we're all we got. Right.
You see?
That's what he
gets.
All
on. We got.
On that,
yep.
If they call it group think, I think we'll be better off.
Okay, we'll be better off what?
If we could get our people all on that same frequency that you were just on.
Mm-hmm.
Of doing for self.
Yeah.
Looking out for self, your own people. Don't be
yeah.
afraid to say black. That type
mm-hmm.
of shit. No one said the Moors or whatever, but my birth certificate
yeah.
said black.
Run that by me again.
My birth certificate, my original birth
mm-hmm.
certificate,
it yeah.
said black from my color or my ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
My race.
Yeah.
It said black, it didn't
say
African American. It didn't say colored. It said black.
Yeah, mine says Negro on it.
Damn.
Yeah, race. Yeah, Negro.
Never will grow. You will never grow.
Yeah.
Your people
yeah.
will never rise.
Yep. And we just seen a repost up here on Facebook where the where Breonna Taylor's boyfriend Kenneth Walker wins a $2 million settlement who sued the city of over the police killing of his late lady friend.
Yeah, that's all her life.
Yeah, March 13th, 2021. When they executed a no-knock warrant. Wow.
$2 million and they're paying these months $560 million.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing compared to that.
Yeah.
And that's all her life was worth.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to close out the show here for December 13th, 2022. And I'm your executive producer and host, Shabaka Sankara, co-executive producer and co-host, the one only Che Nkrumah, otherwise known as Jesse Paris, mayoral candidate for Denver, Colorado. 2023 is very imperative to get this man, you know, in office so he can start dealing with the mighty task ahead for him. You know, this episode has been unhoused and homeless. Checking out Karen Bass, you know, on her state of emergency that she declared in Los Angeles. And, you know, we'll definitely keep an eye on that and see how that unfolds. Plus that with California, with the reparations issue for the descendants of slaves in the United States. They're putting together a task force, so we're going to be getting some updates on that there as well, too. And that's the closing comments from me here, Shabaka Sankara, December 13th, 2022. Brother Che.
Yeah. Thank y'all for tuning into this episode of Shabaka's Fucking Strengths and Hands. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode, so make sure y'all stay tuned for that. Unhoused and homeless. It is a serious situation. It was before COVID, and it still is now after or during COVID. We're still catching it, so it's still going on.
Yeah.
Thank y'all
for tuning in again. Check out our other platforms, Frontline Black News, every Saturday at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Check out the Revolutionary Agenda whenever Lady Che decides to do it. And, yeah, Black family, we're all that we got. Ain't nobody coming to save us but us. Ain't nobody going to look out for us but us. So, it's time to march and get us to liberation and out of this mess that we have been in for centuries. And get our damn check. Cut the check. It's already happening in California. It's on the way to New York and other states. So we'll keep y'all abreast and updated on that. So stay black, stay dangerous, stay empowered despite everything that we're going through.
Yep.
And vote Team Paris for Denver Mayor 2023. Justin LaShawn Paris, JesseDenverMayor.com. Support the campaign, support the movement. Black first.
Yes, sir.
We're going to go out with black.
All right.
About right. No, that sound about right. Yeah. No, you ain't never said a lie. You ain't told a lie. Yeah. Everybody wanna be an athlete. Everybody wanna rap on beat. Everybody wanna eat watermelon and fried chicken. Sorry, it's a black thing. Everybody wanna hit after me. Watch your back, cause they after me. Got different women up in my living room trying to measure my dick. Maybe it's a black thing. Don't subtweet at me. We was kicking freestyles in the backseat. We was digging classrooms like a gladly. We was buying sell drugs in the alley. Yeah, finally got a pot of compassion. Working overtime and you can tell if you listen. I don't wanna find no divine division. I be getting high, nigga, it's a black thing. Black shots till she knock me. I be on new shit, so they copy, the debauchery. Go ahead, then watch me, nigga, don't watch TV. You can get it all on CD. Vinyl is homicidal, every time you at my recital. I will serve you like appetizers. You should know, nigga, I'm your idol now.
Grew up in the West,
Bubba Dog pounding, nigga.
Everybody wanna be black,
don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Feel like Malcolm X,
thinking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga. Everybody trying to get dreads and shit, but they ain't African. All the light girls getting a tan so they can darken their skin. I'm sorry, it's a black thing. I don't give a fuck, yeah, I said the shit. Rhetoric. Everybody wanna design something for Louis Vuitton. Baby, it's the black thing. Blacked out in the backseat of the black Jeep, listening to Black Bobby. You can catch me a taste of soul, eating on gumbo with the black IP. Yeah, black on, black nigga, I'm back on track, my shit black owned. If you ain't a nigga, then you can't say nigga, it's the black thing. Yeah, Mike Lee, do the right thing. Don't step on my Nikes, just got these. Go roll for the neck piece, nigga, you up in my white tee. Or you wanna be just like me, huh? Till the police wanna lock me up. Step your own creep, black F. Both ones. What it's gon' be, you can ask about me.
Grew up in the West,
Bubba Dog pounding, nigga.
Everybody wanna be black,
don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Feel like Malcolm X,
peeking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be